Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, and it's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. To the phones, to the fun, Ellen in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hello.
Hi, Ellen.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I was just a little bit amused by one of your callers talking about global warming a little bit earlier. And let me tell you what, I think we really need, you know, we need to stop reinforcing ignorance.
What do you mean?
I mean, among ourselves, even.
Can you explain?
You know, I mean, what Al Gore uses in his energy has absolutely nothing to do with the facts of the case. And you need to know what a consensus is. The consensus is, with the scientists and the meteorologists and all that stuff, is that it's warming.
Okay.
Now,
what do you propose to do about it?
What you guys know is, what is the participation? What is the emission by the volcanoes? What is the warming on Mars, as they say that it has? And is it warming on Venus as well? You know, I mean, these are the kind of
who
facts
cares?
I'd like to have somebody.
But I want to know why you care. I mean, so what if it's getting warmer? Okay, yes, everyone agrees that it's getting warmer.
That's
like
one
true.
Degree.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I care because, and quite frankly, I'm a gardener.
Okay.
And I see things happening.
Like
the bees are disappearing and things like that, which means I don't get the seeds for my propagation and my genetic experiment. And I see that even spiders are disappearing that are important for catching certain types of pests. I mean,
do you think the spiders have disappeared because of a 1 degree Fahrenheit change in our weather so far?
No, I don't. I think that it's something else. I'm much more concerned about
it. What do you think it is?
What is it, yeah?
I think it's pollution. No, but I think that direct
pollution?
Damage, there's a UV.
Pollution?
Something's going on with the atmosphere. But also, I mean, there's a noticeable thing. For instance, the tulips bloomed before the Irish this year. I mean, there's things going on, whether that's warming or whatever it is.
I'd
like us to get serious about it because
yeah.
I think there are things out of whack.
Well, the us get serious you're talking about is more than 6 billion people. You can't get us serious about anything. Even if you put every restriction in the world on the United States of America, you put us all back into caves where we would, you know, be burning campfires, one would assume. I don't know how good that is for the atmosphere. But even if you took everybody in the United States and, you know, restricted everything, the rest of the world's still going to do whatever the heck they want. And I don't care about any Kyoto Accords. I mean, these people in these emerging countries want to have the life that we have, and they're not going to stop because there's some kind of pollution rule in place.
Well, we're not going to stop either. We're going to buy our homos. I don't say that, but I'll tell you what. You know, ignorance is a very dangerous thing.
What do you propose
to do?
And we
have
a bunch of cliches.
I think plans are a very dangerous thing.
Well,
you've got a lot of cliches, Ellen. You've got a lot of cliches on your side, but what do you want to do about all this?
I want information for me personally. I mean, I want information.
Go read some books then.
Well, as I say, I've got some. And
but
what
do you, where is this all going? I mean, so you go, okay, let's say you go and get a bunch of information.
Man, you don't care. I mean, I know you don't care.
You're right. I don't.
And I think most of the people don't care, and so consequently, I understand. That's the politics that we've got. That's why we got a lot of stuff. A lot of people just don't care, and they're not informed. What I was asking for is I don't enjoy reinforcing ignorance, you know. That's what I'm saying.
Tut tut.
I like some facts. And I mean, you know, I don't want BS and I don't want, non-logical, Jesuitical style arguments and stuff like that, partisan. I don't like Rush Limbaugh.
I don't like him either. Now, later.
No, that's what I'm going to say. But I'm going to say, as a former professor, retired professor, I would say, you know, you can, I would say ignorance, you tell people what is the right thing to do and what is the beautiful thing to do.
And
I think that you'll find out that people around this world, probably all 6 billion of them, love this place better than they do anything else.
Well, I would say that's a fair statement. We like living in on Earth because we don't know anything else. But really, you've done a lot of reading. You're a former professor. What do you want to change? Can this even, can, I mean, if you, if you're admitting that most people aren't going to change and that there's no chance that anything's going to change, then why are you really even bothering jumping through all these hoops? Why bother getting all the information? I mean, so you can die informed? I mean, what's...
Heck no, I use it in the stock market. That's how I make investments. I know things 6 months to 10 years before the people do, and I buy stocks.
Well, I hope it's working for you.
It works, I'll tell you. The information
Excellent.
Is good.
Good for you, Ellen. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. She just sounded like she had a finger hanging out of her mouth.
She's got a mainline accent. What's the wrong with that? Like Thurston Howell III.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I wish I had an accent like that. You have to talk through your teeth clenched. I would do anything
you
to be able to legitimately talk like that. I swear to God, I love it.
You have to be a professor, Mark, and either a professor or a very, very wealthy man.
You say what you want. That mainline accent is cool.
800-259-9231.
You with your deep resonant tones and everything. You've got nothing for the mainline accent. Nothing, sir, I tell you. You ignorant.
Can we have some coffee over
baboon?
Here? All right, so there you go. Global warming, what are you going to do about it, huh?
There's nothing, I don't know what you can do about it.
You can't do anything. You know what's going to happen? I mean, even if they do pass all these rules and regulations and restrictions, the Earth's going to keep getting warmer if
right.
that's the trend, and then they're going to say, we need to crack down even further.
And right,
then we're
gonna and then we're all going to be on bicycles
yeah.
like they are in Beijing, ching, ching, going around the neighborhood. Nobody's going to be able to commute 50 miles to work anymore. You're going to all have to live in big clustered areas like cities, and then they're going to complain about the smog.
It's so pie in the sky. I mean, the things that you're even talking about are so far down the road, so impossible to get people to actually do, to actually implement these changes. It's total pie in the sky. And complete fantasy. It's fantasy on the part of these people that believe they have the solution, that believe they understand all the intricacies of this world that we live in. These little people, these little ants, they understand all of the different things that are interacting in the climate, in the atmosphere, and you know, behind the scenes in science, and all the chemicals all interacting, the weather. I mean, we don't even understand how to predict the weather more than an hour out from where it currently is.
They can give extended forecasts of 10 days, but you know, they're
it's hit or miss. Drastically.
They're hit or miss.
Yeah. It's just amazing that people can... the hubris, I think, of somebody that says that they understand the Earth, that they know what the Earth needs. Come on. Can anybody really claim that
the Earth is
going to
be fine in all this? That's what everybody is always worried about, is the Earth. Mother Earth is going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
No, humans are not going to destroy the Earth. They may destroy the humans on the Earth, but
right.
the Earth is going to be fine. It has been fine through several iterations of life on you know, the planet, and it will be fine after we are gone.
That's correct. I'm not too concerned. Are you? 800-259-9231.
Well, the irises did bloom before the tulips this year.
The spiders! They're gone!
It might be pollution. I don't know. Like, I don't
pollution.
Know. Where I don't know.
All right. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll free line for you. Real quick story from Wisconsin. And Normal reporting on this, a former Clark County District Attorney is facing 3 drug-related charges following an investigation that started with a traffic stop in Illinois. Gene Radcliffe, who's 55, was charged with Clark in the district court with felony manufacture and delivery of marijuana and 2 misdemeanors, possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. The attorney was declining comment. He was elected into the district attorney back in 1977, so he's been DA for quite a while. Now he's just another prisoner. The district attorney, another district attorney, is serving a special prosecutor. They set a hearing set, and they'll proceed. I guess he's going to a mental hospital for some reason. They also found apparently a gun, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia, as well as hydroponic supplies in his car. So he's a busy little bee there.
I guess he's got a home horticultural hobby going on.
I doubt he was growing tomatoes.
No,
I
doubt
it's possible, but doubtful. So there you go. Just another example of someone who's on the inside of the government that is just another drug user.
Well, as a DA, I wonder how many people he put in jail for, smoking marijuana. Or
that's an excellent question. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we're going back to 1942, World War II times, and the rounding up of Japanese Americans. Turns out, the census is what helped out all of that. We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's SoftTalk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts await you, over 1,300 people interacting. A lot of fun, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it's free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Still to come, the story about how the Census Bureau helped round up Japanese Americans during World War II times. Just a despicable story. We'll get to that here, but your calls are primary. So let's go to the amplifier line and talk to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to make some comments about this whole global warming thing. This was probably about a month ago. I watched on Google Video a documentary that was on the BBC called The Great Global Warming Swindle, which has unfortunately been pulled due to copyright. But it was fantastic, and it explained how the Earth has been constantly, you know, changing, like you guys said.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a static thing. You know, recorded Earth climate history has gone back like a whole whopping 400 years out of the, you know, billions that the Earth has existed. So we really have very little reference as to what's going to happen. But in this documentary, they stated things like there was a mini ice age in the 17th century when the Thames in London actually froze so solidly that fairs were held on the ice, which, you know, doesn't happen nowadays.
Hmm.
There was a medieval warm period that was even balmier than today. And there was also a period in the Holocene Maximum, which was the warmest period on Earth in the last 10,000 years, which was far warmer than it is now.
On Earth did we ever survive it, Puke?
Was it the cows or was it the cars that caused that?
Since cars have only been around since, 1920s, 30s?
Certainly to any accessibility for the normal man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, you know, It's just silly to think that humans have caused this problem. In the documentary, they stated facts about how when the industrial age started right after World War One, the, you know, when there was like this huge surge of industrialism in the West Europe and America, when we were creating all kinds of pollution, the temperature actually dropped, and then later on it went up again, and then it's dropped, and you know, it's constantly fluctuating, and they talked about how there's so little CO2 actually in the atmosphere. It's less than 1%. I think it's 0.03 or something percent,
right,
is what carbon dioxide makes up in the atmosphere. They also stated that water vapor is the largest greenhouse gas, which, you know, makes sense. It retains heat, right?
Makes sense.
So maybe we should stop evaporation of water if we want to stop global warming.
You can't do that. You'd have to stop the sun.
We have to get rid of large bodies of water quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, and they also stated facts about how if you studied the way that sunspots and periods of solar activity and the records of the climate change on Earth, how they coincided, that, you know, the sun would get hotter, the Earth would get hotter,
mm-hmm,
the sun would get cooler, and the same thing would happen to Earth. And there's been a study that's come out now about how Mars has been having a temperature increase that's the same as what's happening on Earth.
Yep. Yeah, well, that was pointed out earlier. And the fact is, you know, there's nothing we can do about the sun. There's nothing that can be done about the sun. If the sun wants to get warmer, it's going to get warmer. If it wants to get cooler, we're going to get cooler. We can't throw a bomb into the sun and change things or anything like that. It just won't work.
Exactly. Well, the scary part is I've read stories about how people want to create huge, like, solar shades to put out into space to create a shadow over the Earth so that it will cool back down.
What an awful idea.
Yeah, it's madness that people think that it's very arrogant that humans think that we have so much power over the universe. We're so infinitesimal in the universe. It's ridiculous if you actually think about it. And it's just ignorance and hype that is creating the situation.
And to think that the world should stay static, that's what seems so silly to me. Obviously, it hasn't stayed static throughout history. Why should it be static and unchanging now?
It's that same mentality. It's like the same mentality as the people that don't want immigrants coming into the country, the same mentality as the people that don't want their little towns to grow beyond a certain point. It's that, except with the environment. I want my environment the way it was 10 years ago. Darn it. Even though there's nothing you can do to do that.
Also, in the documentary, they talked about how when the Earth was warmer in the Middle Ages, there was a huge boom of prosperity in Europe because it was warmer. In England, they had you know, great crops yields and stuff because of the temperature rise. So, you know, actually a warming period would be good. And another problem with this old green mentality is places in the third world like Africa where, you know, people like Americans are saying, no, no, Africans and small countries that are developing an industrial, you know, complex or whatever, don't do that because you're hurting the earth. Here, use a solar panel, which costs way more than anybody in America can afford, but we want, you know, these people that are starving in Africa to use them, and that we're just stopping progress.
Right.
It's so sad to me to think that, you know, human arrogance is just causing this.
Thank you for the summary. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I'd heard excellent things about that documentary he was talking about. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me a link to it, and I just haven't had time to go and look at it myself. But it's supposed to be pretty good.
Hey, you know, as far as getting on online and watching long movies, I'm not. It just doesn't fit into my schedule.
I did watch Grindhouse today. Speaking of long movies, that was 3 hours. It was the double feature, the Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez double feature, essentially a throwback, basically, to the 1970s exploitation films.
Mm-hmm.
And I was entertained. Julia, my girlfriend, not so much. She thought it was awful, but I thought it was awful, too. But then again, that's what I was expecting. The purpose of the movies is to be awful, like an old 1970s exploitation movie would have been.
Well,
and so I enjoyed it.
Did you recommend it then or not?
If what you want to see is a 1970s exploitation movie throwback, I think you will enjoy it. If you enjoy exploding body parts, if you enjoy a not, you know, action, like crazy amounts of violence, you'll enjoy it. There's not a lot of sex. There's some innuendo. There are certainly plenty of gratuitous shots of body parts, but they're not nude. So it's not a lot of nudity in this particular film.
Sorry, I missed it all.
But I think that there are two. There's one movie, there's a zombie film, which is called Planet Terror. That was the Robert Rodriguez film. And then there's Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof, which comes after that with Kurt Russell. I love Kurt Russell. Enjoy his movies. He is, by the way, a libertarian. And so that was kind of fun. The zombie movie was more entertaining. It was more action-packed. The Tarantino movie was more kind of typical Tarantino, just a lot of dialogue and then a little bit of action towards the end.
A little bit weird, too.
Yeah.
Well, the wife and I went and saw a community theater production of The Fantastics today. It was lovely.
Well, I don't even know what that is. The Fantastic Four?
It's the longest-running Broadway play.
800-259-9231. People still want to talk about this global warming thing. I guess they consider it important. 800-259-9231. You call, we talk to you about what you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN health news bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, live streaming included. The broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, totally free at freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches the child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 1-800-657-5066. Let's talk to Gene in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Gene.
Hi, guys. Long time no talk or no hear, but it's good to hear you back on the radio. Wanted to say the only global warming going on is between Al Gore's ears. And, you know, you got to have a place for some of that hot air. But wanted to say, guys, as you're probably very well aware of, you know, these liberals and environmentalists, as the old saying goes, there's not new about this saying, they're green on the outside and red on the inside like a watermelon.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are hardcore Marxist communist socialists that want to reduce the American economy down to a third world nation dump, and where we're all riding bicycles like former communist China. And they use communist China even as a model, believe it or not. What wanted to say, though, you know, I have the perfect plan for global warming cutbacks, guys.
Okay.
What needs to happen is this. Every liberal and environmentalist, what they need to do is to commit suicide. Once they commit suicide, I guarantee you, global warming and carbon dioxide emissions will be cut in half and will save the ozone layer. What do you think of that?
It's an interesting approach.
Who's committing suicide now, and how are they going to cut it in half?
Everyone who's concerned about the environment.
So you think that half the people are concerned?
I don't know.
I don't think that many.
Nonetheless, it's an interesting suggestion.
They'd all stop driving their cars if they really cared that
much.
Well,
that's just it. You know, they're not stopping.
Right.
They're not. They're claiming that they've, their lifestyle's so radically different, but yet they're still puttering around in their vehicles, doing their their normal thing, and they haven't really radically changed their lifestyle. Screwing in a swirl in your light socket, as I have done, is a sensible thing to do because it lowers your power bill. Whether it saves the earth or not, I'm not concerned with. My power bill is lower. Gene?
Yeah, guys, I was just saying, you know, I'm saying that when liberals and environmentalists breathe in and breathe out, they're contributing to global warming. I'm saying they need to commit suicide.
StopTheBreathing.com. Thanks for the call, Gene.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Marshall in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Marshall.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Good. I wanted to give you an update on Mr. Green. I think you did a segment on him that was living in a van here in Indianapolis?
Yes, an old gentleman about 90 years old living in a van on the property of a, I think it was a wrecking garage or something like that, or a tow truck company. And he had total permission to be there. He was just enjoying his life, and then I guess word got to the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats came in, ordered him out of his home, his van. And we had heard from somebody, I think a couple weeks ago, that said that the city was trying to put him up in an apartment building. Is there something new?
Yeah, he did, actually. He got actually put in an apartment building. It was the county officials worked with him to get him a subsidized apartment, so he's got a place to live.
Well, you know, I'm not a fan of subsidized anything. He had a place to live, and he should have been able to stay where he was. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I think they went a little bit too far that time. So
it was total property rights violation. The business owner had said he could be there. He'd had an electricity power cord run out
right
to him.
Mr. Green was happy there. He said he was.
And
yeah,
the city stepped in and ruined it. You know what? He'll probably die now as a result of being shoved around like this by the city.
He was a very old man.
Marshall, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys are doing a great job.
Appreciate the update. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David in Michigan going once. David in Michigan. He's gone. All right. 1-800-259-9231. A very disturbing story from ScientificAmerican.com. And it's going to take us right back to 1942, that era, World War II, a very sick time in America's history where the government actually locked up a lot of people.
Yeah, American
citizens. Its own people, American citizens, Japanese Americans, were thrown into concentration camps because they were Japanese. Despite decades of denials, government records now confirm that the U.S. Census Bureau provided the U.S. Secret Service with the names and addresses of Japanese Americans during World War II. The Census Bureau surveys...
Otherwise, how would they know how to find all these people?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, there certainly, I'm sure, were plenty of happy snitches out there that would be happy to turn these people over.
You know, this isn't the reason, but whenever it comes to any kind of governmental, as a matter of fact, any kind of information that has to do with race, I simply don't answer. Look, I'm not telling you what my race is, and I don't care if we're sitting here right in front of each other. As a matter of fact, on my marriage certificate, the bureaucrat was right there asking me, well, I have to put something in the box. You can't get married unless I put something in the box. Apparently, they had a business race, so my wife and I are classified as business.
The Census Bureau surveys the population every decade with detailed questionnaires, but it's barred by law from revealing data that could be linked to specific individuals. The Second War Powers Act of 1942 temporarily repealed that protection to assist in the roundup of Japanese Americans for imprisonment in internment camps in California and six other states during the war. So this is a word of warning to those of you out there who trust the government.
Right.
Those of you out there who, when the government says, oh, don't worry, you can have this new national ID card and we promise we'll keep your information secret and private. We're the government. When would we ever go back on our word?
You know, and here it is. The government turned on its own citizens here, locking up how many thousands and thousands of Japanese Americans.
But the law was to prevent this from happening.
Well, they just got rid of the law.
That's right. They just changed it. They just do whatever it is they want to do. The Bureau previously has acknowledged that it provided neighborhood information on Japanese Americans for that purpose, but it has maintained that it never provided microdata, meaning names and specific information about them to other agencies.
I don't see why they wouldn't have done it. I mean, you know, they're all part of the same government. Why wouldn't they cooperate with each other?
Well, a new study of the U.S. Department of Commerce document shows that the Census Bureau complied with an August 4, 1943 request by then-Secretary Treasury Secretary Henry Mordenthau for the names and locations of all people of Japanese ancestry in the Washington, D.C. area, according to the historian from a university. The records, however, do not indicate that the Bureau was asked for or divulged such information for Japanese Americans in other parts of the country. So the records don't indicate it, but the records do say that they did it for Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
Anderson and Seltzer discovered in 2000 that the Census Bureau released block-by-block data during World War II that alerted officials to neighborhoods in California, Arizona, Wyoming, and a few other states where Japanese Americans were living. Quote, we had suggestive but not very conclusive evidence that they had also provided microdata for surveillance. The Census Bureau had no records of such actions, so the researchers turned to the records of the chief clerk of the Commerce Department, which received and had authority to authorize interagency requests for census data under the Second War Powers Act. They discovered copies of a memo from the Secretary of the Treasury at the time, of which the Secret Service is a part, to the Secretary of Commerce, who oversees the Census Bureau, requesting the data, and memos documenting that the Bureau had indeed provided it. In fact, they even provide an image of that particular memo here in this article. And by the way, we'll post this for you to see at bbs.freetalklive.com a little bit later tonight. The memos from the Bureau bear the initials JC, which the researchers identified as the then-director, JC Capt. What it suggests is that the statistical information was used at the micro level for surveillance of civilian populations. She adds that she and Seltzer are reviewing the Secret Service records to try to determine whether anyone on the list was actually under surveillance, which is still unclear. The new evidence is convincing, says the Census Bureau director from the late 90s and now a professor at Columbia University who issued a public apology in 2000 for the Bureau's release of neighborhood data during the war. Well, a lot of good that did.
Yeah. Oh, we're sorry.
60 years later. Whoops. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry to pull you out of your homes and take all your family members and throw them in scary concentration camps.
Possessions were lost.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody was destitute at that point.
Sorry about that. 1-800-259-9231. Is this acceptable behavior to you? Are you proud of what the government did to Japanese Americans in World War II? Is that a good moment in American history? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. And freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by digging Free Talk Live. Just go to dig.freetalklive.com. You will need to log in, free account, it's easy to get, and then just click dig it on our Free Talk Live right next to our show. It's easy to figure out. Head over to dig.freetalklive.com to take action and help the show, because the more digs our show gets, the better off we're going to be on the Dig podcast rankings. So once again, that's dig.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it is Mike in Miami listening on WFTL. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm wondering, they're saying all these oil companies are making all the profits, but I'd like to know how much profit the government's making off the taxes.
It's an excellent question. An excellent question. You know, maybe the oil companies make somewhere between 7 and 15 cents a gallon, depending on what kind of batik blend you're talking about for gasoline. But when you add up all the taxes that are on a gallon,
like 40 cents, right?
Yeah, 40 to 50 cents. So it's the government that's making money on gasoline, not big oil companies.
Yep.
So why do they want the price to go down?
Well, they because
they could make the price go down. They could cut it by 50 cents if they wanted to.
I think he said the profits to go down.
The profits, well.
Because essentially it's politically expedient for them to get up and complain about profits of business people. It makes people angry for some reason. I'm not sure why Americans get angry about companies making profits. Coca-Cola and Pepsi make bigger profits than the oil companies do. But for some reason, oil companies are evil and bad, and again, it's just the government people scoring political points. That's all it is. They just want people to think that they're doing something about gas prices by complaining about their profits, and so therefore they're hoping that those people will go out and vote for them to keep them in office. That's as I understand it.
That's what will happen about is because I see the government making more money than the oil companies.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Mike, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And the government doesn't have to invest anything. The government didn't go and build the oil refineries. The government doesn't dig into the ground and dig under the water and get and pump up the oil and refine it and turn it into gasoline and put it on trucks and get it to the gas stations and load it into the gas station's tanks and pump it out through the pumps into your cars. The government doesn't do any of it.
Right.
But yet they make 40 cents a gallon.
Yeah, 50 cents a gallon, depending on.
I mean, how is that right?
It's not right.
The fact is, the government's nothing more than an armed gang of thugs throwing its weight around and just doing whatever the flip they want to do. That's how it works.
So it would appear.
And then they get up behind their podiums and they get on the airwaves on talk shows, those talking head shows on Sundays, and they rant and rave about the evil companies and their profits and how terrible they are. Well, you know what? Companies make profits when they do something good for consumers. Companies make profits when you go and purchase their product, in this case, gasoline, on a voluntary basis. You're going in there and buying their product because you need it for whatever reason, and you're satisfied with it. Otherwise you'd
wouldn't
ride
be buying,
your bike.
Buying it, right.
You'd ride your bike. And so they deserve the profits they're getting. They worked hard, and there are thousands and thousands of people that are in that supply chain. There's the gas station owners, there's the truck drivers, there's the refinery workers, you know, the oil jockeys, basically. There's a lot of people, a lot of families that have to get fed. And those profits, by the way, companies are supposed to be able to make profits. They go into bank accounts. And then once they get enough profits, they go and they expand their operations.
They give more people jobs.
They give more people jobs. They find new sources of oil that they can tap into and once again turn into gasoline. The more sources they have, the wider their array of choices for where they can get the oil, the lower their prices can be. Economies of scale and everything. Bulk purchasing, etc. So profits are a good thing. Especially if some sort of disaster strikes and a refinery goes down. You know, let's say a lightning bolt hits a refinery and takes some important equipment out. Well, if you don't have any profits sitting in your bank account, how are you going to replace the important equipment?
And then what's going to happen to the people, your customers, who you've been serving, who count on you? I count on certain companies to be there, whether it's the power company, the cable company, yep. The telephone company. I count on them. They have to make profits so that they can supply me with what I need, and they have to be able to pay the people that do the work that supplies me with what I need.
I mean, the idea that a company is making 10% profits is supposed to be a bad thing? That makes me angry that somebody would think that's a bad thing. That's on the low end of the profit scale. Go look at drug dealers and see how much profit they make. They're making double their money on every single investment, if not more. And, of course, the
politicians make even more than that because they don't have any investment.
Right. Exactly. They're just parasites. That's what the difference is between government and businesses. Businesses actually have to provide products and services on the open marketplace and get you to purchase them on a voluntary basis. Government, on the other hand, doesn't have to do any of that. They just point their weapons, their violent thugs, their guns at businesses and individuals, and they demand to be paid. If you don't pay these violent people, they will come after you while you're in your home. Like we had a story yesterday, in fact, about a man who was shot down in cold blood by the Delaware Police Department for doing nothing whatsoever. He wasn't doing anything that was putting the cops in danger or anything like that. If you don't do what these people want you to do, they'll send a death squad after you. And if you don't go quietly into the night, into their little jail cell, they're going to kill you if you don't like the way they want to run things. If you don't like the tariffs and the taxes they want to put on your business and the regulations that they want to impose on you. Who the hell are these people and who do they think they are?
You know, certainly, I don't think the average American has to deal with the government on an extraordinarily violent basis.
Right, because the average American goes ahead and gives them whatever it is they demand.
Right, well, that's the point I'm trying to make here, is that people don't really understand that the government only is force and violence, because that's all it can be. If you don't follow the rules, there has to be a punishment, and that punishment's going, you know, as far as the government's concerned, there has to be a punishment. Otherwise, you're not respecting their authority. And if you don't respect their authority, they are nothing. Is all they are is the punishment that is behind it. They are prison. They are guys with guns. I mean, that's what they do. So
it doesn't make it right.
It doesn't matter whether it's a speeding ticket or whether it's, murder.
Just because a bunch of people go into a voting booth and allegedly vote for people doesn't make violence acceptable. It doesn't make all these mandates okay. And it doesn't make politicians leaders. And it doesn't make them good people. Why do we have all of these, this country is so full of just misinformation when it comes to the government. For some reason, people in America, and I think it has more to do with the government educating everybody than anything else. But I think that there are a lot of people in America that are just under this sort of Pollyanna-ish mentality that the government's out there to help. It's not.
Well, I think that a lot of people, like for instance, when you think about violence, you think about murder or something like that.
Yeah.
The government's against people being murdered. It's citizens murdering each other at the very least. And so
the government's all for it murdering its citizens. It does that all the time.
It certainly does do that. I mean, we can quote story after story, but we want the government to stop murders and burglaries and things like that. But I think
if it can't, that's what it does as part of its daily operations is burglarize and murder people.
Well,
it steals money and kills people. That's what government does best.
But it also incarcerates murderers and
allegedly.
Burglars. It does.
And it also incarcerates people who didn't murder anyone for murder as well.
Certainly. Certainly does. And we need to repeal those laws.
Yes, we do. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Lou in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Lou, you're on Free Talk.
Yes, how you doing?
Great. What's up?
A very quick question. I want to know what the Libertarian Party line is on the illegal immigrants who are flooding into the country.
Well, you know, I don't speak for the Libertarian Party. I'm a free marketeer personally, so I presume...
Well, you use the term libertarian.
Yeah, I would be a libertarian free marketeer. I would, you know, again, I'm not a party representative. I haven't read any of their literature for a long time.
All right, so what's your feeling?
My personal feeling is
yes.
that freedom's a good thing and that we should allow people to cross borders freely in a free country. And
oh, so
we should get rid of welfare.
We're going to let the entire third world into the country?
We should get rid of welfare so that anybody who wants to come here can make a better life for themselves.
So you're willing to let the entire third world into the country?
Well, you know what, Lou? What's wrong with letting people into a free country?
You don't understand. That which belongs to everyone belongs to no one. You know, it's a silly concept to let the entire third world into the country.
Okay. How's the whole third world going to get here? Because that's
they're doing
a
pretty good job right now.
The whole third world is coming in.
How many illegals
States?
Do you think we have in the country now? About 40 million?
I don't know.
They say 20. Much more. You tell us not to trust the government.
Lou, this is a big issue. If you'll hold on, I'll bring it back. We'll discuss it in depth, okay? Hang on, please. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. Hopefully, Lou will hang through the news break because he's upset about this immigration thing. A lot of people are concerned.
We're going to solve it here tonight.
Yeah, we'll solve the issue. It's easy. 1-800-259-9231. Freedom works. We'll explain how. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Summer.